This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, May 23rd. Well, yesterday had an interesting day in the grains where we were strongly higher, led by the soybean market, but corn was up sharply as well, pulling wheat higher. Minneapolis was the leader in the wheat space yesterday, led closely behind by Kansas City and Chicago. So what was going on is this was pretty much mostly weather coming out of the weekend. We saw that the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts were pretty much the same as what we saw on Friday, which was hot and dry conditions across most of the Midwest, and in particular kind of centered over the northern Midwest and into the northern plains for the next 2 weeks. So that takes us into June 10th, where there's virtually no rain in the forecast for the broader part of the Midwest. The northern plains is kind of a paradox, if you will. You know, I've had pretty decent moisture, a slow start to the planting season because of cold and snow early on, and now you're looking at much above normal temperatures and some rain into Montana, maybe western North Dakota, even stretching up into the dry Canadian prairies. So it's important that the prairies get that rain. You know, the northern plains always welcomes rain, almost always welcomes rain. We are behind in the plantings in North Dakota, but I think that with the hot temperatures, it's hard to get both a lot of rain and the hot temperatures. And the forecast for temperatures is much above normal across the northern tier of the country, and again into the broader part of the Midwest. So that, you know, kind of put the spook into the trade that, you know, you look at corn and bean price action, it's completely fallen apart over the last few weeks, as has wheat for that matter. I think that, you know, we've done enough to the downside. Corn's rally yesterday offset the previous 3 days of selling and takes us back into that little minor trading range that we're in before the market fell apart. And in soybeans, had a sharp day down on Friday, a sharp day back up on Monday. So it does look like a bottoming formation there as well. Now, the night session had a slower to start with, beans down about 15, corn down 10, wheat down about that much as well. And it appears to be kind of snapping back as we get out of the night session. So I think, you know, it's pretty much all weather from this point on. We have a fairly comfortable idea of what winter wheat will be, especially in the southern and central plains. The rains that have come and that are still coming across virtually all of the dry areas of the plains definitely is helping the Nebraska crop and on north. For, you know, you could say from central Kansas on south, it's just too late. And that's a big chunk of major hard red winter wheat country. So it's going to be a bad crop. We know that. It is improving somewhat the further north you go, but I think that, again, we're pretty comfortable with a production range of where we are with winter wheat. Spring wheat's a different story. I think the northern plains of the U.S. getting off to a good start. What's in the ground? North Dakota way behind. Canadian prairies off to a very rough start, so these rains that are in the forecast, for as spotty as they are important. It's just a matter of getting the crop in North Dakota and what we do from there. They're quickly approaching the prevent plant dates in North Dakota, which is May 25th, which is Thursday, for corn, and they're way behind on corn plantings. So let's just take a look at the numbers. Corn plantings nationwide, 81% done. That's up 16 on the week, and it's 6 points ahead of the average. But again, May 25th is prevent plant for a lot of the northern tier of the country. North Dakota is estimated that they still have about 2.5 million acres left to plant. That's a lot. You know, some of the private guys are starting to suggest maybe as much as 1 million acres will get pushed toward prevent plant. So that skims a little bit off of U.S. corn production. Soybean plantings nationwide, 66% done. That's up 17 points on the week, and it's 14 points ahead of the average. Spring wheat plantings at 64%. That's up 24 points on the week, but it's still 9 points behind the average. North Dakota sitting at 48% planted. That's 17 points behind their average. Montana's at 72% planted. That's 6 points behind the average. So Montana probably will get it in. North Dakota, it's getting late. Spring wheat is pretty forgiving about getting it in late, but still, you don't want to be way behind the curve on that. In winter wheat crop condition ratings, seeing some notable improvements. We've got Texas at 45% poor to very poor. It's down 7 on the week, and 23% good to excellent is up 3. They're at 92% headed. Oklahoma, 52% poor to very poor. That's actually up 1 on the week. 10% good to excellent is down 1. Kansas at 69% poor to very poor, up 1. And 10% good to excellent is unchanged. 73% headed. Oklahoma's at 95% headed. Colorado at 42% poor to very poor. That's up 1 on the week. 29% good to excellent is up 3. They're at 32% headed. Nebraska at 36% poor to very poor, down 13 points on the week. And 32% good to excellent is up 15 on the week. They're at 19% headed. So you can see Nebraska really responding to those good rains that we've had over the last couple weeks. Montana continuing to look pretty stellar at 3% poor to very poor. That's up 1 on the week. And good to excellent is sitting at 49%, which is up 1. So we certainly got a boomer crop on tap for Montana. But again, and that will help offset some of the losses out of the Central Plains, but it's not going to be enough, obviously. So we're still looking at very tight supplies of hard red winter wheat. Spring wheat has potential here in the U.S. Worldwide, probably not so much if things continue like this. Excuse me, Canada likely will come in with below average yields. A lot of chatter about the Russian spring wheat crop, which is getting some stress, but they're still planting it. It's been warm and dry there, but it's really not a market mover. That's the thing. It'll lower their total production, which might give some support to the broader world market, but Russia does not export spring wheat. They'll move a little to Japan off the east seaboard port, but by far their biggest export is winter wheat that comes out of the southern region, and that area looks quite good. They've had abundant rainfall across the western portion of and the southern portion of Russia and across most of Ukraine as well. Not that that's a huge deal maker or breaker of Ukraine, but still, it does suggest that they're going to have decent production out of those regions, and exports would be about normal for them, at least Russia. Obviously, Ukraine is going to have less production and less exports. So moving forward, it's going to be all about weather for the next couple months. And all these rains we're getting in the central and southern plains might even be a detriment at some point if you're trying to harvest, which officially kicks off this weekend. We're already harvesting in southern Texas, but you start getting rain delays, that just adds salt to the wound for these guys. So we'll just see how that progresses. I don't expect harvest to last very long. It's going to be quick. There's not a lot to cut. And so I expect that harvest seasonal lows will come in early as well. Normally, we're looking at early to mid-July for those lows to carve out. I would expect mid-June for the lows to be seen here. And then it just depends what else is going on. I think after Memorial Day, the trade will be, again, much more focused on weather. You're going to have a 3-day stretch where the market's not able to trade, and you come out of that 3-day weekend, and if the forecasts in the Midwest are still showing hot and dry, I think it just completely changes the nature of the price action here. The hedge funds have eliminated their long positions. They're net short in the row crops. They've been aggressively net short in wheat. They would have a significant amount of catching up to do on the upside if the weather stays threatening in the Midwest. At this point, it's not a threat to the crop. The crop is emerging, it's doing all right, but there's not a lot of subsoil moisture in the key state of Iowa. And you start to turn warm and dry, there's not a lot to draw on there. So just keeping that in mind, that the weather markets in general, especially the very beginnings of them, are in fits and starts. Because the market has time. yeah, you're going to stop going down. You might see a little bit of short covering. You see a little spike up. Then the market will correct back down because, you know, it takes time to kill a crop. And it's a long way till pollination. So, you know, I don't expect that we will go straight up unless it just stays hot and dry. Then you will start to work your way higher, but you won't see that explosion to the upside until that you reach a point of no return. And that's a long way off yet in the row crop. So expect a lot of volatility, at least in the beginning. And then if it stays hot and dry, then you see that explosion and acceleration. But that's a ways down the road, if that's going to happen at all. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.